Turning now to Pakistan, where opposition leaders are divided on whether to contest parliamentary elections under President Pervez Musharraf, just one day after he bowed to international pressure by saying he would end emergency rule ahead of the ballot. Former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto launched her party's manifesto for January's elections this evening, focusing on domestic issues, but said her Pakistan People's Party was taking part in the polls under protest and could still boycott them. Meanwhile, aides to Nawaz Sharif said they will boycott the vote unless President Musharraf reinstates the Supreme Court Chief Justice and other judges he sacked after declaring the emergency on November 3rd. Professor Nick Pratt of the Germany-based George C. Marshall Institute for Security Studies says that in Pakistan, from after his many years in Pakistan, there are pros and cons to participating in the election for the opposition.
One of the cons is that if you do participate, then what you're saying is you legitimize the current government. It would be accepting that General Musharraf's government is legitimate. It's part of the political process. The positive thing about it is they have a good chance of changing the government. It would be done, with relative transparency. And if you don't participate, you're not going to play.